The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Good evening, everyone. Live back here in Highland for day two of the Class 1A D1 Dr. West Substate Tournament. We're now on the ground. And indeed, you got a first round in a 6-07 season, if not longer, and kind of trying to gauge just who possibly has the upper hand. They have one common opponent, that's Northern Heights. Spring game defeated Northern Heights 62-26, and in that game, the leading scorer, Kaylin Noonan. We'll be talking about her a lot today. She had a career-high 41 points and shot 71% from the floor. That was 17 of 24. She also was one steal away from a triple-double and five assists for a... They also took care of the... That was 47-13 in the quarterfinal. This one on a six-game winning streak. As for Donovan West, they have lost. Actually, they've won three of their last four, but they did lose four of the last six league games. As the West finished sixth in the Twin Valley League, and Burlingame, they finished fourth in the Lyon County League, and they were tied with Meredith Team Valley. Opie Lebo were just ahead of them in the standings. As for Donovan West, it was just the big group of five, the strong powerhouse of five teams that were ahead of them. In the TBL standings, they finished 6-5 in league play. So it was kind of a struggle for Donovan West towards the end of the year trying to get league wins, but of course, it's the Twin Valley League. It's arguably the best league in the state at its classification, and I don't know if there's much of an argument, honestly. But the D-West Mustangs trying to get back to the state tournament to defend their state title from a year ago. It's going to be challenging, though, because they had five losses last year. That's the most losses by a 1AD1 state champion. This year they have nine. So they got a long ways to go and a lot to prove to get back to the state championship. And a state tournament berth for the Mustangs would give them their third state appearance in the past 4 years. They are definitely no stranger to the state tournament. As for the Bearcats, they're looking for their second state tournament berth in the past three seasons. And they are doing so with a little bit of extra rest with that bye. This is the Burlingame team that is 0-4 versus current Twin Valley League members since 2020. They lost three games to Centralia and one game to Clifton Clyde. And their last win versus a current TVL member was all the way back a decade ago, February 8, 2014, in a sub-state tournament game versus Frankfort. Well, talking about Kaylin Noonan, she is the highest active scorer in the entire state of Kansas among all classifications. She has 1,609 points in her illustrious career. She is a senior for the Bearcats. She surpassed the 1,500-point mark on February 6th. And she is also, how about this, she is 109th all-time in scoring and is 26 points away from making the top 100 in school history, in state history. So if Donovan West can prevent that from happening, they will definitely have a good chance of getting in the win column today. She averages 20.6 points per game. That is a total of 40.6% of the team's points. By the way, she also averages 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals per game as well. So she is just jack of all trades. She does everything right. They will need a big game from her once again tonight to be able to move on to the next round. But perhaps arguably more important, I wouldn't say more important, but arguably just as important, Harper Seeley averaging 10 points, 8 rebounds per game, and Jocelyn Simmons averaging 7 points per game. They need those two get going as well if they want to have a chance here tonight. And as for Donovan West, they have a nice cast, a wide variety of cast of characters that they can rely on for points night in and night out, including Elena Weststein averaging 10 points a game, Katie Johnson close to 9 points per game, Brennan Edie averages 8 points per game, Andy Foster, she normally comes off the bench, she will start tonight, she averages 7 a game, and Courtney Johnson also coming off the bench averaging 5 a game. So they have a lot more scores, but Burlingame has perhaps a more effective scorer individually, Kaylin Noonan. And she has been super efficient this year from two-point field goal land at 45%. shoot the three ball super well at 15%. She averages just 3.1 a game, so she's not throwing up a ton of threes, just an occasional one. And she's also just such a great defender as well at 5'8". So it'll be interesting to see who Kaylin Noonan guards or who will guard her as well. That's going to be a big matchup to watch out for tonight. Well, Donovan West has had a lot of success in sub-state games as of late. They're 7-1 in sub-state tournament games over the past 4 years. That really is a remarkable statistic. Just one loss in the last 4 years here in the sub-state tournament, trying to avoid that loss column once again here this year. And one thing that Donovan West has to do is they have to get out to a fast start. Berlin Games, best quarter is their first quarter. They're averaging outscoring their opponents 15.4-8 in the first quarter, but their worst quarter is the fourth quarter. Chances for them to possibly make a comeback if they do fall behind. They average outscoring their opponents, their average being outscored 10.8-9.7 in the fourth quarter on average. So this is the game for you here this evening. Well, we'll have our starting lineups, and we'll also have our national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to go and step aside for 2 minutes and come back here on your Game of the Week on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Let's play some basketball. The tip is up, and we are underway. Here are the starters for the Berlin game. Bearcats, number 1, a 5'8 senior, Madison Hovestat. Number 5, a 5'9 senior, Kaylin Noonan, who has the basketball at the moment. Number 12, a 5'8 freshman, Harper Seeley. Number 23, a 5'3 junior, Jocelyn Simmons. And number 30, a 5'9 sophomore, McKenna McFarland. That's for the Donovan West Mustangs. Number 10, a junior guard, Brenna Eady. Number 13, a freshman guard, Andy Foster, as the first shot is no good by Kaylin Noonan. Rebound for Donica West. Number 15, a junior forward, Katie Johnson. Number 22, a senior forward, Ava Gladstone. And number 23, a senior forward, Melena Wetzkein. Underneath the basket, wraparound pass out to the top of the key from Foster. And a pass from Wetzkein is over the head of the intended target, Brenna Eady, into the hands of Kaylin Noonan for her first steal of the ballgame. Mentioned she averages 5 steals a game. Here's a 3 right side corner. That's no good. Offensive rebound. Putback is there. For Harper Seeley and the freshman, get the Bearcats on the board first. Edie in trouble, trying to go in coast to coast, and Gladhart had an open layup, but she dropped the pass and fumbles it in the hands of Burlingame, and now Noonan turns it over. She carries it. That's one thing that Noonan, probably her worst aspect of her game, if she has one, it's her turnovers. She averages about 4 a game. That's because she's handling the ball a lot, of course. So a quick 2-0 lead for the Bearcats. Here's Emelina Wettstein. Will hand it off to Foster, the freshman. Hands it off to Brenna Edie, the junior. Loses it off her own foot. But then I think it touched the Burlingame Bearcat, and it did. It goes out of bounds. Again, the Bearcats getting the 2 seed, 15-5 on the regular season. As for Donovan West, they finished the year 13-8. Actually, excuse me, 12-8. Actually, one more time, 12-9. Bunk to your right, shot no good off the backboard by Indy Foster. And a win in the quarterfinal round puts them at 13-9. Top of the key catch. McFarland, left side wing. Seeley, back to McFarland. Gives up to Noonan. She'll be defended by Andy Foster, the freshman. Tall ask for her. See if she's up to it here tonight. Obestat hands it off to Noonan. She'll try a 3 off the dribble. Right corner, that's short. Rebound for Gladhart. Foster on the run, right side. And whistle a blocking foul. That'll be our first foul of the ball game. Jonathan West going from the near side to the far side as I'm on the stage behind at one of the basketball goals, as Burlingame will go from the far side to the near side. And that foul goes against McKenna McFarland. 5:56 to go, opening quarter, 2-0 Burlingame. Nice touch pass, Wettstein, Johnson far side block, maybe the right side block, shot no good though. A good look from Katie Johnson, the junior can't make it, rebound Burlingame. Noonan brings it up, here's another 3 on the way. That's an air ball from Jocelyn Simmons, and it's saved by McFarland, but into the hands of Edie. Full court pass up ahead, shot is underneath the backboard, no good for Courtney Johnson. And here come the Bearcats, now reaching foul, called on Indy Foster, reaching in on Kayla Noonan. They could not afford to have her get foul trouble. They want to have her defend her the whole game. Del Smith will check in for Melina Wettstein. 2.5 minutes in, and no score for Donovan West. Top of the key catch for Madison Hovestack to the left side wing for Seeley. The freshman gives up another 3. Third one of the game. This one is good for McKenna McFarland. He's 5-0. Need to get something going here. Hand off Foster from the left side wing. She loses it. Turns it over. Another steal, this time by Seeley. Shot is no good over Bell Smith. She didn't go over the basket. She kind of stopped. Tried to float her. Now a football pass from Edie is picked off by Noonan. Another steal for the senior. No look pass to McFarland. 2 power out in front of her and goes out of bounds. So both teams kind of sloppy. Head coach Jeff Slater irate over there on the Burlingame sideline. Got a lavender jacket on. Burlingame white jerseys with purple letters and numbers, a darker purple. Jonathan West with their navy uniforms. And here's a turnover by Courtney Johnson, orange letters and numbers. Bounce pass, Noonan. Now bounce back, shot is no good, but fouled on the shot is Harper Seeley. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. Mission Harper Seeley, what a season she's having as a freshman. 10 points, 8 rebounds per game. And she'll hope to seamlessly take over Kaylin Noonan's role next year. As the first free throw is good by Seeley, and Coach Perry wants a timeout, and he'll get it here as they trail 6-0. Rough start for Donovan West. It's up aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
KMZA.
4:31 to go, opening quarter. Donovan West trailing 6-0 here in Highland. But they are the visitors, and the second free throw from Harper Seeley is good, so she goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line And there's a timeout between the two free throws. There's a nice lob pass from Edie underneath the basket. Johnson didn't have an angle, so she kicks it out. Top of the key catch. And it's Mustangs now down 7-0. Edie gets a handoff from Smith. Pass the high post. Katie Johnson fires it to the left side block and deflected out of bounds. Bearcats playing some really good defense here so far tonight as that one deflected out by McKenna McFarland. McKenna just a sophomore. Hovestat, Jenna Moon, and Kayla Noonan, the only seniors on this roster. Nice inbound. Shot good for Brenna Edie. And the point guard gets out of the West on the board for the first time. Backdoor pass. Nice deflection by Katie Johnson. And they're going to say that Harper Seely didn't touch it as it went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bearcats. Elena Weststein checking in. So there's Ava Gladhart. Checking in for Belle Smith and Andy Foster. Noonan the inbounder. That is off of the back of the hands of Katie Johnson, but she wasn't looking, so it goes into the hands of McKenna McFarland, who turns it over. Courtney Johnson with a steal. Ella pass too tall for Katie Johnson on the run. And it goes back to the Mustangs. They've just been working in a hurry too quickly. Some of these passes being thrown without actually seeing if the person is open or if the person is looking. So Noonan defended now by Courtney Johnson. Pass to the right side wing for Harper Seely. Mustangs have kept Noonan scoreless so far. Pass to her from the right side, short corner. Johnson defending her. Driving kick. Out for a three from McFarland. That's no good. Off the backboard. Rebound for the Bearcats. It's Hovestat. Here's a bullet jumper. That is an air ball. 15 feet away. Saved by Hovestat, but into the hands of Gladhart. Outlet Johnson. Right side. Courtney Johnson. Dribbles to the right side wing. Gives it up to Edie. Jab step fake. Pull up jumper. Ava Gladhart. That misses everything. Goes out of bounds. Saved by Katie Johnson. Loose. And now going out of bounds to go to the Burlingame. Amy Jo Epstein checking in for the first time tonight. She will play alongside her sister Milana and checking in for Courtney Johnson, who will go to the bench. Courtney Johnson, the leading scorer on the team at the moment, 5.1 points per game. Rest being brought on. You know they get across that court on the right side. Now double teamed is Hovestat. Posting up, left side is Seely. Noonan, crossover dribble, drives, right side shot, no good. Got bumped just a little bit, but nothing called. Rebound, Weststein. Ella Edie, she lost it. That's thrown away by Hovestat. More turnovers for both teams, even wide open. Delayed pass to her, allows for Katie Johnson to come from behind and swatted away. Here come the Mustangs now, down 72 still. 2:10 to go first quarter. Edie almost traveled. Gives it up to Weststein. Backdoor cut, left side, Amy Jo Weststein. That's underneath to Katie Johnson, lays it up, and no good. And whistle, and jump ball. Shots just not falling for Jonathan West. When they aren't getting shots up, they're turning it over. Andy Foster will check in for Brent Edie with 2 minutes exactly left to go. Johnson, bounce pass underneath the basket. Foster makes a move, shot up, no good, but she fouled. That'll be the second foul against Burlingame. That's against Hovestat. That is her first. And Foster will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Pushing on the way and good. She shoots 53.7% from the free throw line this season. She's been such a nice boost just in her freshman season. Should be a mainstay for this Mustang team for a long time. Second one's up. That one is good as well. So 7-4. 3-point deficit with 1:57 to go. First quarter. Low scoring. And now a dribble out of bounds on the press. And Noonan turns it over. Down at the West. A chance to tie it up. They can make a triple. Inbound will be from the left wing for Weststein. Foster hands it off to Amy Jo Weststein. To Milena Weststein. She'll try a triple to tie it up. Halfway down, pops out of that rebound. Katie Johnson falling away. It's good off the backboard. Katie Johnson gets Dr. West within one. Timeout called by Burlingame. It could be a fall timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
So after Jonathan West started the game trailing 7-0, Jonathan West bouncing back with 6 straight points and going on a run of their own. Jonathan West didn't get their first point until there was 3:54 left to go in the first quarter. Here's the inbound, left side to Noonan, trying to defeat the Mustangs press that turned him over last possession. McFarland, Noonan across that court, pass goes left side to Harper Seeley. Right side corner catch, Hovestad. To the wing for Simmons. Dribbles to the right, hands it off. Noonan, top of the key, defended by Isaiah Gladhart. Noonan into a double team, kicks it out. Right side, shuffled her feet, no travel called. Hovestad dips it off, and a shot blocked by Katie Johnson into the hands of Katie Johnson. Now that pass up ahead, though, was thrown away by Noonan. And that's her third or fourth steal already in the ballgame. Left side corner catch for Seeley. Simmons tries to drive, hand off to Noonan, dribbles to the corner on the left side. 55 seconds left to go in the quarter. Left side wing catch, Simmons. Entry pass, Seeley goes to work. Shot swatted out of there by Emmy Joette Stein. Rebounded by Andy Foster. 40 seconds to go. Outlet pass up ahead to Melina Wettstein. Underhand pass to Katie Johnson. It's thrown away, and now she'll pick up a foul. With 33 seconds left. And that will be her first team's third. And Courtney Johnson will check in for the Mustang. Check in for Gladhart. Also checking in for Burlingame is McKenna Lang. They really haven't done much substituting at all today. That actually is their first substitution of the ballgame, if I recall. Came in for Simmons. Cross that court, Seeley beats the press. Right side wing catch, Hovestad. Drives, corner, stopped at the short corner by Brenna Eady. The top of the key for McKenna Lang. Driving right, stops the short corner on the left side with 12 seconds left. Noonan gives it up, top of the key. McFarland. Pass to Hovestad with 7 seconds left. To Lang, to Seeley. She'll spot up for 3 with 4 seconds left. It's good. Harper Seeley had 7 of the 10 points in that first quarter for the Bearcats. We'll step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
After the first quarter, Burlingame leading 10-6 against Donovan West. 181, Donovan West, girls sub-state semifinal. Here's Newton at the beginning of the quarter, and she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line, and she is looking to get her first points of the game. She went scoreless in that entire first quarter. Terrific job by all the Mustangs that ended up defending her. There was a bunch of different Mustangs that guarded Newton in the first quarter. First free throw on the way is good. And there's her first points of this contest. Newton averaging 20.6 points per game, and from the free throw line, and shooting 57%. Not the greatest. One more chance here. Second one's up and good. Bearcats haven't missed a free throw yet. It's 12-6. Mustangs got within one towards the end of the quarter, but a three-pointer at the end of the quarter started a run here as a shot no good for Brandi Eady, right side short corner. Noonan brings up herself, going coast to coast. In the paint, shot up, no good from 6 feet away. Rebound for Andy Foster and almost ran into Brandi Eady. Freshman drives right side, blows past Seeley, whistles, and, or no whistle. That should have been an and one, but nothing called. But she made the shot anyway. Tough shot for Andy Foster, taking a ton of contact, falling to the ground. I can't believe they didn't call anything there. So make it 12-8. And things have been 4. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Kovacat in trouble, hands it off to Newton. Newton defended by Courtney Johnson. Kick out, top of the key catch, Simmons. Left side wing. Kovacat, cross-court pass, wing to wing, Seeley. Simmons looking inside, can't get it to Newton, so she holds on to it. Pass to the left side. Hovestack is a screen. Terrific defense by Donovan West so far here in this possession. Bob inside. Noonan cutting across the middle, and she lays it up and in. And there's Kayla Noonan's first field goal of the game. Good start to the second quarter for the highest active scorer in the state of Kansas. Left side wing catch for Brenna Eady. Jab step left goes right and is held on the floor. That foul goes against Hovestat. That's her second. Meanwhile, Donovan West has one player with 2 fouls, and that's Katie Johnson. Lena Wettstein checks in. So does Ava Gladhart coming in for Katie Johnson and Belle Smith. 14-8. Burlingame leading over Donovan West. 6:12 to go, second quarter. Lena Wettstein, the inbounder, lobs it up to the high post for Foster. Lob right back to her. Actually, it's Gladhart. She falls, and she's fouled, and Coach Slater not happy with that call. Understandably so. Kind of a makeup call. It's on the floor, so he'll inbound it on the right side of the basket. That foul will go against Kaylin Noonan. That is her first. Inbound to Andy Foster. Shot's no good from straight away from 3 feet out. And the rebound goes all the way out of bounds, but is last touched by Noonan. Lob to Foster, top of the key, handoff, Wettstein. Set at her feet, asking me to travel. Been a rough start offensively for Donovan West. Inbound to Noonan, get across half court. Left side wing catch, Simmons. Back to Noonan, top of the key. Lob it, right side. Inside the perimeter is McFarland. If he keeps it out of there. Noonan, left side corner catch. Seeley, the freshman for Burlingame, gives up the top of the key. McFarland to Simmons. Moves off a screen pass. Is intercepted. Lena Wettstein. That was well wide of the mark. Wettstein, left side drive. Layup no good on the run out. Rebound for Lang. I'll let ahead to McFarland, but a timeout is called as she almost traveled. Slater once again hot, and he's one of those guys that really tells you how he feels. That's for sure. 14-8 is her score. 5:28 to go, second quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787. 5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
5:24 to go, second quarter, 14-8, Maryland game leading Donovan West. 20-1, Donovan West Girls Substate Semifinal. Winner fights for the right to play tomorrow in the championship game at 6:30. Nice cut across the paint for Noonan. Close to a double dribble, nothing called. Shot no good, rebound by Steely. She's fouled and one. So the Bearcats have doubled up the Mustangs. That foul goes against Andy Foster, her second. Free throw, no good off the right side for Seeley. Rebound down to West. And she lost it out of bounds. Seeley with her first basket of the second quarter. That was the first missed free throw of the game for the Bearcats. Seeley now with 9 points. She'll inbound it here. Goes right side to McFarland. Took in the air. Loose picked up by Courtney Johnson with a steal. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Here come the Mustangs. Edie, she'll drive right side. Shot up. It's good. Oh, nice take by Brenna Edie. She has four. 16-10. Kaylin Noonan has been held to just 4 points here tonight, averaging 20.6 points per game. And again, the leading active scorer in Kansas right now. Shot blocked, but oh, a late foul call against Foster. And that's going to be her third on the shot from Harper Seeley. Seeley has done a tremendous job in Noonan's absence. She has a chance to get double digits right here. That's what she averages per game, 10 points per game. And she's got it. 10 points for Harper Seeley. And with that, Andy Foster will exit. Katie Johnson and MJ Wettstein will check in. And also exiting is Milena Wettstein. 4:36 to go, second quarter. Or try for Seeley, and that one is good. So she is 4 for 5 from the charity stripe on the evening. She's got 11. 18-10 Berlin game. Drive, and Edie almost threw it away. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, left side short corner. They'll stay with the Mustang. Harry Smith, head coach of Donovan West, showing some signs of frustration here, and understandably so. His team's not playing very good right now. Left side corner catch for Edie, dribbles to the wing. Bounce fast, Johnson turns, fires. That's off the right side of the backboard, no good. She kind of shot that before she even looked at the basket. Here comes the Bearcat. Left side wing catch, entry pass, Noonan goes to work. Left side block, shot is up and good. Second field goal make of the game for Kaylin Noonan. She shoots 46% from the floor. Now we're halfway through this second quarter. Nice head fake. Drive. Emmy Jo Wettstein. Whistle. And a foul on the floor is going to be the call. Almost looked like it should have been close to an and one. The shot rolled off the right side of the rim. And that one goes against Kaylin Noonan. That's her second. Excuse me. Coach Slater now with a decision to make. Keep her in. And Wettstein with a nice catch. And the shot is no good on the right side as she was slashing towards the paint. Noonan going the other way, defended by Johnson, kicks out to Simmons, and tries a three, and there'll be a foul on the follow-through by Ava Gladhart, and she'll get three free throws as the three-point shot went a little bit too strong. Gladhart with her first personal foul, and she got her pretty good. Simmons had another three where she got hit pretty good, but nothing was called. Now she kind of fell to the ground and got the official to buy it. Timeout called by Coach Perry Smith of Donovan West. And we'll take it with them back in 30 seconds here on the MNC 4th Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Donovan West has done a good job defending the leading active scorer in the state of Kansas, that being Kaylin Noonan. She's been held to 6 points, all of which coming here in the second quarter. However, Harper Seeley with 11 points. She has been dominant here tonight for the Bearcats, and they have a 20-10 lead against D-West. First free throw here for Jocelyn Simmons is off the left side, no good. She's got two more as she was fouled on the three-point try on the left side corner by Ava Gladhart. That foul was team's fourth. Jonathan West, despite being on their home court, they are the visitors as the three seed in this bracket. Bearcats are the two seed. The second free throw is good, and there is Simmons' first point of the game. Simmons, their third leading scorer, 7.1 points per game, shooting 50% from the free throw line. Now, Belaina Wettstein will check in for Emmy Jo Wettstein for the Mustangs. The largest lead of the game is right now 11, and it will stay there, but an offensive rebound for Seeley, and she'll pass it, but it's thrown away by Belaina Wettstein. On the break, Wettstein almost lost it, but she gets a shot off and lays it up and in. And the leading scorer on the season for Donica West with her first basket of the game is 21-12. They need to get her going. Now a travel on the press. The Mustangs have life here. 3:26 to go here in the second quarter. Wettstein averaging 10 points a game, just getting her first two. Our score. D. West needing another basket here. Keep the momentum going. Brenna Eady, right side wing, cross court pass to Lena Wettstein. Can they get their first three of the night here? No. But a rebound by Gladhart, and she's fouled going up. And two free throws coming up for Ava Gladhart. Jonathan West has attempted just two free throws all game so far. And he'll get a couple more here thanks to personal foul committed by Jocelyn Simmons. 3:12 to go. First free throw for Gladhart is no good. That is Jonathan West's first miss from the free throw line tonight. First game of our doubleheader this evening. Second one is good. We've got a TVL showdown. Centralia and Troy coming up after this one. All four of these teams fighting to get to the championship tomorrow night at 6:30. And that's a backcourt violation. Jocelyn Simmons, unaware of where she was, she passed into the backcourt to McKenna McFarland, and that's now twice in a row that Burlingame has turned it over in the backcourt. 21-13. Two-point basket can get the Mustangs back within two possessions. 3:04 to go in the second quarter. Wettstein, left side corner. Johnson dribbles to the wing. Now the top of the key, bounce pass to Gladhart, who hands it off to Eady. It's a screen by Courtney Johnson. Nice lob to her. As Katie Johnson, she lays it up in on the right side. And Katie Johnson now with 4 points, averaging 9 a game. It's 21-15. Much more palatable deficit. 2:43 to go, second quarter. McFarland trying to get it across that court, and she does. The bounce pass to Kayla Noonan is cut off. Keeps her dribble. Bounce pass to Seeley. He's broken up by Eady. Off the leg of Seeley and out of bounds. Third consecutive turnover by Burlingame. Chance to make it a one-possession game with a three-point basket. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Here come the Mustangs. Eady from the top of the key. Taking their time here. Getting the play call from head coach Perry Smith. Nice backdoor cut. Courtney Johnson shot. It's up and good from the left side. Just inside the block in the paint. Courtney Johnson with her first basket of the ballgame. Just 21-17. 7-0 run for Jonathan West, 2:03 to go, second quarter. Neutered across half court, and she looked like she traveled, nothing called. That's a missed call by the officials, and they'll play on. McFarland hands it back to Noonan, and he'll play on. McFarland, top of the key. Seeley, coming back door, nothing for her, now she'll come back towards it. Left side wing catch, and a whistle, and it fell off the ball against Ava Gladhart. She's defending Kaylee Noonan, that's going to be the second foul against Gladhart. She has two. Kenny Johnson has two. And Ava Gladhart has three. Now we'll send Noonan to the free throw line to shoot two. That's a 15 foul. First free throw is good. Bounced off the rim a few times. Jenna Moon, one of the three seniors for Burlingame, checking in. It'll be her first appearance this evening. Second one's up for Noonan, and that one is good. She's now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. She's got 8 here in the second quarter, 8 for the ball game. 23-17 Burlingame. Eady looking to drive. Shut on the run. No good coast to coast. Rebound by Moon. Outlet to Noonan. She gets bumped by Gladhart. Kicks it out. Simmons for three. That's swatted out of there. Terrific hustle by Andy Foster. Or no, correction, Courtney Johnson. And he'll stay with the Bearcats with 1:28 to go in the second quarter. Seeley, the inbounder. And the official will allow for Noonan to inbound it instead as they wanted to change it up. Box formation on the inbound for the Bearcats from the right side underneath the basket. Get it into the short corner left side for Simmons. They're going to the perimeter. Stops there from the wing in trouble. And 3 seconds in the lane, called against Harper Seeley. Another turnover by the Bearcats. They have committed a lot of those here at the end of this second quarter. So 1:20 to go, 23-17, Burlingame leading Dr. West. Edie from the top of the key. Bounce pass, high post catch. Elena Wettstein, underhand pass, left side wing, driving. Courtney Johnson is fouled, shot just pops out of there, but she'll get two free throws with 1:04 to go. And that one's going to go against Jenna Moon. That's her first. And that will put Dr. West in the double bonus the rest of the way. First free throw for Courtney is no good off the right side. Dee West, 3-for-5 from the free throw line so far this evening, so not bad, not great. Second one on its way. That one is good. So Johnson now with 3, and they now trail 23-18. Noonan trying to break the press herself. She does, gets it across half court to the top of the key, stomps to the high post, kicks it out. Pass through Seeley's hands, but she reflects it. Moon, back to Seeley, inside the perimeter. Lobs it inside, shot up, and good from the right side for Kaylin Noonan inside the paint. And Noonan now with 10 second quarter points. 45 seconds left. Jonathan S. working too quickly, almost turned it over, but they get it back. Edie, Lena Wettstein, fake, strives, floater, no good from straight away. Foul on the rebound against Jonathan West. With 34.6 seconds left, that will send the Bearcats back to the free throw line. That against Gladhart. No, it's actually going to be against Melina Wettstein. That's probably for the best because Gladhart has 2 fouls. So 34.6 seconds left, 25-18. First free throw is good for Jenna Moon. She's hoping that this isn't her final game in her high school career. Second one, that one is good. The Moon goes 2-for-2. Back to 9-point lead for the Bearcats. Six to one run after Jonathan West cut their deficit down to 4. Hand off Edie. Courtney Johnson, 20 seconds left. Edie gets it back, right side wing. Crossover dribble goes to the middle. Lena Wettstein, flashing in the paint is Belle Smith. She'll kick it out. Wide open 3, left side corner. Too strong for Courtney Johnson. Long rebound. Loose picked up by Jocelyn Simmons. And a good job by Ava Gladhart to get her hands in there. And Simmons kind of pushed her to the ground a little bit. Nothing called. And it'll be Burlingame basketball with 1.5 seconds left. Noonan will check back in with her 2 fouls. Actually, no, she won't. She'll go ahead and go back to the bench. She'll probably just hold on to it. And that's what they will do. 27-18 is your score at the half. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime update brought to you by Highland Community College. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our incredible medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Drs. Tony Barkowski, Jared Snyder, Heather Myers, and Alexander Hermish. nurse practitioners Lori Leaker, Erica Winkler, Alexis Solomer, Erica Blesher, and Tiffany Engelken. Physician's assistants Sherry Wessel, Marcy Evans, and Jeremy Brandt. And our CRNA, Harry Stewart, for their hard work and dedication and loyalty to our patients. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Highland. Jonathan West trailing on their home courts, but the visitors this evening, 181 girls, Jonathan West sub-state tournament semifinal. Our score at the break, Berlin game 27, Jonathan West 18. Recapping how this one has gone so far, Berlin game scored the first 7 points of the ball game. Jonathan West went on a run of their own to get back within one after their first basket didn't come until there was 3:54 left to go in the first quarter. And the quarter would end with Berlin game getting a three-pointer near the end of the quarter to take a 10-6 lead going into the second, with Berlin game freshman Harper Steele getting 7 of the team's 10 points. In the second quarter, Kaelin Noon is starting to come alive, the active leading scorer in the state of Kansas among all classifications. She was scoreless in the first quarter, but scored 10 points, helped the team get into a rhythm. They got out to as much as an 11-point lead. Jonathan West, they won a 7-0 run to cut the deficit down to 4. But when it looked like the Mustangs were starting to figure things out, the Bearcats responded with a 6-1 run and have a 27-18 lead at the break. Looking at the point total so far for Jonathan West, 4 points apiece for Brenna Eady, Andy Foster, and Katie Johnson to lead the Mustangs. 3 points for Courtney Johnson, 2 from Melinda Weststein, the leading scorer coming into this evening. And a free throw for Ava Gladhart. As for Berlin game, they are led by Harper Steele with 11 points, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Kaelin Noonan with 10 points, all of those coming in the second quarter, 4 for 4 from the free throw line for Noonan. 3 points for McKenna McFarland, 2 points for Jenna Moon, and 1 free throw for Jocelyn Simmons. So again, 27-18 is our score here in this one. And we'll go ahead and step aside. We'll get keys to the second half and possibly look at some scores around the area with other sub-state semifinals going on tonight. Take a break for a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's Best Apparel, Footwear, and Accessory Store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
Half time here at Highlands. Jonathan West trailing on their home court, 27-18 in the 181 Jonathan West girls sub-state semifinal. Bearcats led by Harper Seeley with 11 points and Kaylee Newton with 10. Looking at scores from around our area here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Class 2A boys sub-state, that is a 19-17 lead for Horton over Valley Falls. That is the Jefferson County North sub-state tournament. Elsewhere, we have the 3A Royal Valley girls sub-state semifinal. Jefferson West is leading Hiawatha 25-17. Also, the 2A boys Wabunsee semifinal. Jackson Heights trailing Salina Sacred Hearts 23-12. That was before after the first quarter. And other games going on in the Twin Valley League. The Axel girls are currently leading Pike Valley 31-14 in the 182 Blue Valley Randolph girls sub-state semifinal. And in the 181 Mankato Rock Hills sub-state girls semifinal, Frankfurt leading Washington County 30-12 at the half. And kind of looking at some of those brackets, starting off with that Blue Valley Randolph 182 bracket. By the way, those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. With time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. To mention the Axel Pike Valley score, the winner of that game will be taking on the winner of Hanover Lynn, so most likely that will be Hanover. So we could see Hanover and Axel in the girls and the boys sub-state final. And in the Rock Hills sub-state tournament on the girls' side, on the other side of the Frankfort-Washington County game is Clifton Clyde versus Osborne. That'll be an interesting one. Clifton Clyde trying to take on Frankfurt and possibly have that be the matchup for girls and boys as well. And here in this one, of course, Bishop Seabury doesn't have a girls team, so not going to be Australia and Bishop Seabury here for this one, but a chance for Australia to get to the finals in both girls and boys. They need to take care of Troy, just like the girls team did last night. That'll be the matchup after this one concludes. And as for the 2A Wabunsee girls, Valley Heights and Wabunsee, that should be an interesting one. 2A Jefferson County North sub-state girls final will be Riverside versus Morehamet Academy. Riverside trying to beat the Ravens twice this season. We'll take a look at 3A girls sub-state brackets throughout the rest of the broadcast. We continue to talk about some of these games that are coming up. You also hear more about it on our post-game show and additionally on the scoreboard show as well. Brought to you by Community National Bank. Miss shot for Donovan West on their opening drive. Here comes Burlingame on a fast break. Shot no good right side. Putback is no good, but fouled on plays with Kenneth McFarlane. By the way, I want to make a quick correction. Jocelyn Simmons has 4 points for the Bearcats, but Kenneth McFarlane is scoreless. I want to get that clear. Said that McFarland made that three, but it was actually Simmons that made a three early on in the first quarter. Now McFarland, a chance to score for the first time tonight. First free throw too strong by the sophomore. Her sister Madison on the team as well. She is a whole 3 inches taller. Actually, no, that's more than that. 5 inches taller. She's 6'2". Haven't seen her play tonight, though, as she goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line this trip. And it's Berlin game with the first point in the second half. So it's 28-18. Westine from the right side driving. Shot is no good over McFarland. Got bumped on the way down. Nothing called. On the run out, Noonan in the middle of the paint kicks it out. Simmons going to try a three. Short. Rebound Seeley. Another chance for the Bearcats. Simmons will try a long two. That one is good. From 18 feet, Joslyn Simmons now with 6 points. It's a 30-18, now their largest lead of the game. 1 minute into the third quarter. Cutting in the paint, Westine, shot good. Cutting across the paint, making the catch, and laying it up with her right. She's had a kind of a slow day. She has just 4 points, but she is tied for the team lead with Edie Foster and Johnson. Katie Johnson, to be specific. So 30-20. Now reaching foul against Amy Foster, and that's her fourth. Trying to get a steal against Harper Seeley. And the freshman, rough night for her as well. She elects it, and Courtney Johnson will come in replacement. Inbound to Hovestat. Left side wing catch for Simmons. High post catch driving right side. Shot falling away. No good for McFarland. And it goes out of bounds to Donica West. 1:30 to go third quarter. Edie brings it up. Crossover dribble. Drive right side. And she fouls. Bit of a bump. They get Hovestat this time, and they will. That'll be her third. Need to get some going here quickly. Pass the right short corner. Courtney Johnson. Westine in the paint. Katie Johnson shot no good straight away from 4 feet out. Rebound for Kayla Noonan. Brings it up herself. Simmons, she'll square for three over Melina Westine. That's too strong air ball. And hopes that couldn't save it. He'll go to the Mustangs. So in the game for D-West, it's Courtney Johnson, Brenda Edie, Ava Gladhart, Melina Westine, and Katie Johnson. 2 minutes gone here in this third quarter. 30-20 Berlin game with a 10-point lead. Left side wing catch, Courtney Johnson. So Gladhart, left side elbow, drives, falls over. And a holding call is called against the Bearcats. Looks to me like she kind of just landed on Simmons' foot, causing her to fall over. They're going to get a reach and foul against McFarland. That'll be your second, team second. Inbound, right side block to Ava Gladhart. Shot blocked. Gets her own miss. To the other side block, a pass. Shot no good. Left side by Courtney Johnson. Another offensive rebound for Ava Gladhart. Edie's looking to drive. Pulls up. 8-footer. No good off the right side. Rebound Kaylee Noonan once again. Has it poked away and stolen behind by Katie Johnson. 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Katie Johnson. Now a nice find for Ava Gladhart to lays up and in. Her and Simmons kind of getting into it. A little bit of pushing and shoving. And Gladhart now with 3 points. Her first single make of the ballgame. Hope that cut off before getting around the outside. Cross half court. Nice find for Noonan on the run. Floater. Good. Nice response by Kayla Noonan. Keeping her cool. And knocking down the two. She now leads all scores with 12 points. Westine trying to respond quickly. Falling to the right. And one. Gets hit in the air. And she'll go to the line to try to finish off the and one. That one goes against Harper Seeley. That's just her first. She's on number three already. 5:03 to go. Third quarter. Very physical start to the second half. Free throw for Westine is good. So she's got five. It's now 32-25. Here come the Bearcats. Cross half court. Right side, falling to a right shot. Good. Kayla Noonan, a nice response. She's got 14. It's 34-25. Mustangs are not quite playing enough pressure on Noonan as they were in the first quarter. Now she gets a steal. Leading active scorer in the state drives. She stopped in the paint. And a timeout called by Coach Slater. We'll try to avoid a 3-second call in the paint. And it will be a 30-second break against 34-25. Rolling game lead to Dawson West. 4:31 to go third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
KMZA.
Game one of our doubleheader, 181, Donovan West girls substate semifinal. Throwing game leading Donovan West 34-25, 4:31 to go third quarter. Bearcats with the ball out of the break as the pass deflected by Bell Smith, but into the hands of Noonan. Looks to drive, pull-up jumper, 12-footer, no good, falls off the right side of the rim. Rebound by Cordy Johnson. Go coast-to-coast with it. Smith was open momentarily, but couldn't find her. Pass to her on the left side of wing. Stop the key catch, Brenna Eady. Calling out the play, head coach Perry Smith. I just saw Brenna Eady with the dribble say, figure it out. The shot's no good. Going the other way. Austin Smith from the left side block, and a whistle and a foul reaching against Brenna Eady. That'll be the third foul against the Donovan West point guard. Just inside the halfway point of the third quarter. Right side wing catch for Seeley. Now from the free throw line, McFarland passes it back to Simmons. Bounce pass, right side wing, Noonan. Goes to work. Drive, right side, Noonan, and that shot's blocked, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Katie Johnson committing her third personal foul. That is the fourth team foul, so double bonus the rest of the way. Well, the Bearcats. First free throw for Noonan is no good. Too strong. First miss from the charity stripe. She leads all scorers with 14 points. Went scoreless in that first quarter. Scored 10 in the second. And 4 more here in the third. Second one is good. 35-25. Edie across half court. 3:35 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass, left side wing catch, Courtney Johnson. Pass to top of the key, Katie Johnson. Right side wing pass from Edie, deflected by Obasaba back in the hands of Edie. Playing to Wettstein, drives and kick, top of the key. Imogen Wettstein, a little floater from the top of the key, no good on the drive. And Imogen Wettstein fighting to get a jump ball, but it'll be Bearcat basketball. Inbound to Simmons, and she tried to pass it back to McFarlane, thrown off the foot of Johnson, so they'll inbound it again in the left side corner. Goes to Simmons, she's double-teamed, pass backwards to McFarlane. Back to Simmons, middle of the court for Seeley, still not across half court, and now she dribbles it across. Simmons tries to lob it up for Noonan, nice catch, falling away, shot no good. McFarlane, last touch is out of bounds, it'll go to Donovan West. 3 minutes to go. Here's the third. The Berlin game has outscored Donovan West 8-7 here in this quarter. Ava Gladhart checks back in. She's in for Emmy Jo Wettstein. Passes to Gladhart. Left side wing dribbles towards the middle. Bounce pass. Courtney Johnson. Right side wing. Going to West Stein, lob inside. Katie Johnson, right side block. Back out to West Stein. Trying to three straight away. No good. Still haven't made a 3-point shot tonight for Donovan West. Noonan on the run. Trying to score from the right side. Falling away. She does so successfully. She has 17 points. And it's 37-25. Coach Slater trying to get the Burlingame crowd fired up. They've been pretty quiet over there. Now they're starting that defense chant going. And off to Edie. It's one from behind, and a foul called against Hovestat. And that will be her fourth foul. Upset with herself, and that will bring McKenna Lang back into the game. Burlingame is not a team that likes to substitute a whole lot. They've only had 7 girls check in so far tonight. End off, drive right side, Gladhart. Offensive foul running over Kayla Noonan. That's just the second time all year that she's taken a charge successfully. That's the first time that any Bearcat has taken more than one charge successfully this season. 2:05 to go, third quarter. Cross that court, Simmons travels. Gladhart clapping in her face. She's been all up in her grill all night long. Those two have beef, that's for sure. Two minutes to go, third quarter. Edie, crossover dribble, trying to get past Seeley, cannot, so she hands it off to Katie Johnson in the left side short corner. Hands it back to Edie, tries a three, no good off the dribble, left side corner, offensive rebound, Cody Johnson. Pass through the hands of Melina Weststein and out of bounds. Pretty Edie, do that thing with the heat on it. Still should have been caught, but it'll be Burlingame basketball with 1:47 to go in the third. Del Smith checks in for the Mustangs. She'll come in from Melina Weststein. It's been a tough night at the office for her. Played better in the third quarter, and the first half just had 2 points. Has 5 points here in the third quarter as Brent Edie gets a steal. Kicks it away from Seeley. Shot no good. Falls to the floor. Thought there was some contact. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Burlingame basketball. Coach Smith not too happy about that call. Inbound to Noonan, to the middle for Seeley, pass back to McFarland, now left side for Simmons. Back to McFarland, still not across that court, to Noonan, pass, deflected, but into her hands across the midcourt line. Here's a lob pass, nice find for Simmons, to McKenna Lang, who scores! The good Slater jumps up for joy after that made shot. Their first point of the night, they're now up by 14, their largest lead of the game. 39-25, 1:13 to go, third quarter. Edie, left side wing. Top of the key catch, Smith. Drive, whistle, and a bump on the floor. Now it goes against Noonan, and that is her third. Noonan with 17 points for her game. 7 more points here in the third quarter. And that was the fifth foul, so that will send the Mustangs to the free throw line. This will be, Belle Smith to shoot 2. Mustangs are 5-for-7 from the free throw line tonight. First one on the way is no good. Spun out of there. Oh, correction. That's Courtney Johnson. Not a mistake. Not Bell Smith. That's Johnson's third attempt in the game. She's made 1. Second one's up. That one's good. But she has 4. It's now 39-26. More pressure in the backcourt by Donovan West. Lang to Seeley across that court. Bounce pass far side for Noonan. Inside 3-point line. Dribbles the short corner. Spins the inside. Shot over 3 Mustangs. No good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot 2 more. She is 5-for-7 from the free throw line. And that foul goes to Katie Johnson. I already had her with 3, but now it says she has 3. As the first free throw is good with 56.9 seconds left, makes it 40-26. They continue to grow their largest lead of the ballgame. Second free throw up. That's too strong. Offensive rebound by Seeley. Kick out to Noonan. They'll try again. Lang to Simmons. Top of the key. To Seeley. Hands it off to Noonan. 45 seconds left. Noonan on the drive. Stops right side. Lost her dribble, deflected by Westheim, gets her dribble back. And now a travel is called against Noonan. He's doing too much there in that possession, I think. The senior Jenna Moon checks back in for the Bearcats. She'll come in to give Kaylee Noonan a breather, most likely for the remainder of this 38.8 seconds left here in the third quarter. Again, our score is Burlingame 40, Donovan West 26 for the right to play in the sub-state championship game tomorrow night at 6:30. Westheim spots up for three. That one too short. Offensive rebound momentarily. Gets it. Again, it's Amy Jo Westheim. That's no good. Loose. And picked up by Amy Jo Westheim again. Gets to her center. To Edie. Open three with 20 seconds left. That's no good as well. Six. Rebound Simmons. Here come the Bearcats with 15 seconds left. Laying underhand pass to Simmons. 10 seconds left across that court right side. Now down to eight. Underhands it. Feely. Now with five. In the lane, shot over Courtney Johnson with 2 seconds left, no good. Rebound Courtney Johnson, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. 40-26, our score. We'll go to the fourth coming up here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. KMZA.
18 points for Kaylin Noonan in Burlingame with a 40-26 lead going into the fourth quarter. Burlingame outscored Donovan West 13-8 in that third quarter. Elena Westheim leads Donovan West with 7 points. You got five of those in the third quarter, and we're underway with quarter number four, Mustang basketball. Also 11 points for Harper Seeley, the freshman for Burlingame. Really solid third quarter there for the Bearcats. Left side wing catch for Brennan Edie. Makes a nice move. Gets around Hovestat. Floater is no good, though. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Katie Johnson. They go to the Bearcats. And they'll face the pressure once again in the backcourt. Had a bit of a tough time with it so far tonight. They're able to get across that court, but a travel by Seeley gets it back to D. West. Game one of two this evening. Centralia Troy coming up next. The right to take on the winner of this one in the sub-state championship, 6:30 tomorrow evening. Fighting for a spot at state. Pass too high from Elena Westheim. Trying to get it to Katie Johnson, but she was only about 2 feet away from her. It was obvious if she was about 8 or 10 feet away from her. Inbound deflected out of bounds. Nice awareness there by Andy Foster to get in front of that one. And Andy Foster, she picked up her third personal foul with about 5.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, so she hasn't been able to play a whole lot in the second half. Inbound goes Andy Foster. Lob inside to Courtney Johnson. It's stolen away. Deflected by Hovestat into the hands of Kaylin Noonan. 18 points for her. She'll give it to Seeley, right side wing. Top of the key catch for McKenna McFarland. 1 point for her on the game. Jocelyn Simmons, nice backdoor cut, but deflected by Melana Westheim, a steal. Here comes Edie. On the fast break, she lost handle of it. Kick it out. Westheim will try a triple. That one, no good. They still have yet to make one tonight. 6:45 to go. Noonan trying to navigate through the Mustangs in the backcourt and gets the cross half. Defended by Ava Gladhart. Right side, a wing pass to Hovestat. To the corner, and Seeley. Noonan fell over. He'll lob it into her. She's double teamed. A little around her, gets to the middle. And 3 seconds in the lane is called. Not quite sure who that was against, but there was McFarland on the other side. I don't think that Noonan was in the paint for more than 3 seconds. Either way, Donica West trying to get their first points of this fourth quarter right here. 40 to 36, our score. Lob inside, nice line three. Gladhart makes a nice backdoor cut and lays it up and in. He's got five. Second leading scorer on the night, now down by 12. They've got a lot of work to do. McFarland. Bounce pass to Noonan. Cross that court. Donica West trying to keep their season alive and hoping to repeat as state champs. After their remarkable 21-5 season a year ago, and now Noonan, a nice fine inside, lays up and in and one. And Kayla Noonan's impressive last three quarters of this game continue. She was scoreless in that first quarter, but it was Harper Seeley that kept Bearcats in the ball game as the free throw is good. So she is now 7-for-9 from the free throw line. But she's got 21 points. Going coast to coast. Danny Foster falling away. Shot no good. Rebound Noonan. Trying to trap her. Gladhart riding her. That gets away from her. Cross half court. Pass to Simmons. At the right side. 43-28. Largest lead of the game. Seeley gives it up. Mid-range jumper is short. By Hovis. That rebound, Brenna Eady. Danny Foster left all alone. She'll try a three off the dribble. That one no good as well. Noonan. Double dribbled it. Trying to start a fast break. She got a little bit in a hurry. And now Glenn Westine will check in for Andy Foster. Terry Smith calls out the play here on the inbound. Right side wing, and it gets into Brenna Eady. Screen to get Foster open. Left side wing catch. Elena Westheim, top of the key, right side. He's going to try another three. That one is short once again. Still no make from beyond the arc tonight. Rebound for Seeley. And a foul is called on the reach in. And Seeley just trying to get away from the pressure. She got hit the side of the face. And that one goes against Harper Westheim. That'll be her second. And team second as well. 4:59 to go. I'll say that again because I said that really fast. 4:59 to go in the fourth quarter. And now a timeout called by Jeff Slater of Burlingame. And we will take it as well. 43-28, Burlingame leading Donovan West. 4:56 to go in our ball game. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
4:56 to go, fourth quarter, 43-28. Burlingame leading down to West. Trying to end the Mustangs' chances of repeating. Donovan West already on the floor. Jeff Slater still giving instruction to his team. And now the home team will trickle onto the court. In for D. West is Courtney Johnson, Katie Johnson, Andy Foster, Brenna Eady, and Melena Westheim. Bearcat basketball, they have to travel the full distance of the court against Donovan West. Press, Noonan on the inbound, brings up the left side. And she gets it across that court, defended by Courtney Johnson. Johnson, crossover dribble, nice find inside, layup good, right side for Harper Seeley. And Seeley now with 13 points, that's her first basket of this second half. Nice find from Elena Westheim to Katie Johnson, and her shot's no good. Been a rough night for her as well. Been a rough night for just about everybody for Donovan West offensively. Elena Westheim leads the team with 7 points, but she was shut out in the first half. Katie Johnson's had some misses inside. Brenna Eady as well. I mean, it's just everybody has not been able to get the shot, their shot to fall through. Katie Johnson gets a block on McFarland. It comes Foster on the run. By side, layup is no good. Another missed wide open opportunity for the Mustangs. 17-point lead. It's their largest of the ball game. Hoping to grow that is Jeff Slater. He calls out the play. McFarland just to the left of the top of the key, to the left side wing. Nice pass for Seeley inside. Shot good and one for McKenna McFarland. McKenna McFarland in jumping for joy. Not an and one. No foul was called. The layup is good for McFarland. And it's 47-28. The Berlin game starting to taste it as they're looking to be on to the championship game coming up tomorrow evening at 6:30. It's a reminder that coming up after this one ends, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. And then we'll have Centralia versus Troy. Second meeting between those two teams this year. Centralia won the first one 47-41 back on January 30th. And it was a game of runs, kind of like the boys' game on that night. With Centralia outscoring Troy 15-7 in the fourth quarter. And Troy, at one point, had a 7-point lead in the third quarter. Centralia had a 10-5 run to close out the third quarter, and they outscored the Trojans 25-12 in the final few minutes of the third and through the remainder of the fourth quarter. So we'll see that matchup coming up here up next, so be sure to stay tuned for that. McKenna Lang checking in for Berlin game with 3:43 remaining in our contest. Berlin game 47, Jonathan West 28, a heartbreaker for the Berlin game boys last night. They fell to Bishop Seabury in overtime. Here's a three straight away for Courtney Johnson. That's no good. Rebound Katie Johnson. Nice pass to Melina Westheim, but she misses the wide open layup. Another miss around the cup for the Mustangs. Put back on another offensive rebound. It's no good for Amy Foster, but she's fouled, and the freshman will go to the line to shoot two. 57-55 was that final from last night on the boys' side. Kind of a weird finish in that one. As Seabury is able to intercept a pass at midcourt with 1.4 seconds left to basically steal the game as the first free throw is good by Andy Foster. However, he started celebrating with 1.4 seconds left. He started running with the basketball and got called for a travel. That ended up giving Berlin game a chance to win it at the buzzer, and the shot was just off the mark. Bishop Seabury avoiding heartbreak due to that mistake. Second free throw from Foster on its way. And good. She's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. I thought she's gotten 4 of her 6 points. 47-30. Centralia trying to get back to state. And a shot up and good. By Madison Hovestet. That's her first basket of the game. How about this? Centralia, I mentioned the success of Dr. West. They are 7-1 in sub-state games the last 4 years. Centralia is 7-2 in sub-state games in the last 4 years. One of those losses, though, being last year against Donovan West in the sub-state championship. And, of course, the Mustangs going on to win it with 5 losses. Seeley pass it back to McKenna McFarland. Coach Smith asking for more pressure from his team. And they find inside, layup good for Kaylin Noonan. She's got 23. On the other way, layup good, Brenna Eady, and a timeout called by Coach Smith. And we'll take it as well. So it's now 51-32, 2:32 left to go in the game. Fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
2:32 remaining here in quarter number four. Berlin game 51, Jonathan West 32. Class 1A D1 girls sub-state semifinal with the winner of this one. Going to be taking on the winner of Centralia and Troy. That game coming up next right here on KMZA. Be sure to stay tuned. Owen Dieters, Harper Wettstein clashing. Two of the best players in the entire state. And now a foul, a hold. And David Gladhart, she is not happy. Now a bounce pass, and the official was not too happy with Gladhart's attitude. She has really been fiery all night long. She's gotten into it with Jocelyn Simmons all evening long. Here's the inbound. I mean, understandably upset, down by 19 points with her season on the line. Gladhart being a senior as well. Very frustrating day and a frustrating end to her career. Oh, that nice pass inside. Haley swatted out of there by Katie Johnson. Rebound Gladhart. Her pass is stolen away by Hovestat. Now a foul, and Ava Gladhart is done. Oh, no, sorry, she's not done. I think that's just her fourth foul. Yep, it's her fourth foul. 2:05 to go. Nope, that is her fifth foul. Okay, so she's committed back-to-back fouls, so she is done. That is the end for her career, and showing emotion over on the sideline, and a frustrating night for her. 2:05 to go, 51-32 our score. Senior class for Donovan West, Lena Leatherman, Allie Foster, Ava Gladhart, and Melena Wettstein. What a career that Melena Wettstein has had for Donovan West. Shot no good by McFarlane, loose and put out of bounds to Donovan West. Melena Wettstein driving. Floater, no good, over Noonan. Loose, picked up. Courtney Johnson. 1:35 to go. Three ball on Melena Wettstein. That's no good. Rebound, Kaylee Noonan. Mustangs have not made a three-pointer yet tonight. 1:30 to go. The Berlin game is going to be on to the championship round. Just determining what the final score will be. Kaylee Noonan with it. What a game she's had. 7-for-9 from the free throw line. 23 points for her. A timeout called by Jeff Slater of Berlin game. It'll be a 60-second timeout, so we'll take all that as well. 60-second break back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
52.6 seconds left to go in our ball game as Bell Smith just picked up a foul for the Mustangs. The free throw line goes Kaylin Noonan. 23 points for her. Berlin game leading Donovan West 51-32. Looking at some of the other sub-state tournaments going on around our area. Over there on KNZA, 103.9 FM. First free throw is good. Game going on right now. Hiawatha, Jefferson West. Game following that one will be Topeka Hayden versus ACCHS. Topeka Hayden boys already on their way to their sub-state championship appearance. They'll take on Sabetha. And for a girls, both the area teams falling in their matchups, so they don't have anybody from there. Second free throw is good for Noonan, so two more for her. She's now 9 for 11 from the free throw line. Brenna Edie is fouled with 47.4 seconds left, and she'll go to the free throw line as they now trail by 21, their largest deficit of the game. Class 2A boys game is going on tonight in Wabunsee. Jack Knights was last trailing by 11 at the end of the first quarter against the first seed Sacred Heart of Salina, as the first free throw is no good. And after Valley Heights got a win as the sixth seed on the road against Lincoln, they'll take on Bennington. That game will be following that one. Second one on its way. That one is no good as well. So Edie goes 0 for 2. And now a foul going the other way. You see that one was against here. It goes against Katie Johnson, her fourth. And that will send Seeley to the free throw line with 44 seconds left. Actually, that is Johnson's fifth, to beg your pardon. So her junior season will come to an end, and she'll get one more go at it next year. Will be the focal point of that team's offense in 2024-2025. First free throw is good for Seeley. Big reason why this team was able to get out to a strong start in the first half. She had 11 points in the first two quarters, including 7 in the first quarter. Second one is good as well, so she goes 2 for 2. She has 15. She is 6 for 7 from the free throw line. And it's 55-32. But the other 2A Jefferson County North boys sub-state tournament is a shot no good by Melina Winstein. 28 seconds left to go. Morehead Academy taking on Jefferson County North. That's the 7:30 game. That is on 93.7 FM KAIR. And the game going on right now is Horton versus Valley Falls. That's a heck of a matchup. Four really good teams in that sub-state, all from the NEKL. As the final 10 seconds tick off, 55-32 will be the final score. And Kayla Noonan and the Berlin game Bearcats are on to the championship to take on the winner of Centralia and Troy. We'll be back here in just a bit with our post-game show brought to you by V Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca.
Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score in this one from Highland. It is Burlingame 55, Donica West 32. Here on our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Leading the way in scoring for Donica West this evening was Melena Wetstein. She had 6 points apiece for Andy Foster and Brenna Eady, 5 points for Ava Gladhart, 4 for Katie Johnson, and Courtney Johnson with a pair, or actually, no, she also had 4 points in this ballgame as well. And for Burlingame, 25 points for Kaylin Noonan. She went 9 for 11 from the free throw line and got all of her points in the final three quarters. She is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So again, 25 points for Kaylin Noonan. Also 15 for Harper Steele. 7 points in the first quarter, 11 in the first half for her, and she went 6 for 7 from the free throw line. Also 6 points for Jocelyn Simmons. 3 points for McKenna McFarlane, and 2 points apiece for Madison Hovestat, Jenna Moon, and McKenna Lang. So we will have a new state champion in Class 1A D1, but we could still have somebody from our area, as Centralia and Troy will square off for the right to take on Burlingame in the sub-state championship. Coming up next, we're going to set aside for a few minutes, as we'll have about 20 minutes in between games, and tip-off will be approximately at 7:51, so we'll come back here in a few. This has been your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.